Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Would love to hear from you at 833-563-2539. When it comes to your significant other's parents, mom, dad, whoever, grandma and grandpa, what do you call them? Like, do you call them by their first name? Do you call them by their last name? I have an awkward situation. At least I feel awkward about it. And that is, I've been with my wife for 7 years, married for four, and I got a really good mother-in-law and father-in-law, and their real names are Jan and Ken, but for whatever reason, I just call them, like, their last name begins with a G, so I'm like, oh, Mr. G or Mrs. G, you know, and she's like, I do that all the time, and she's like, just call me Mom.
Or just recently, she said, for a while,
it's just like, I feel so awkward doing it. It's been like the past year or so, I think. I've always done it, but I think eventually it's like, okay, you've been married to my daughter for 4 years. And if I don't call her mom, she's like, you can call me Mama G. Or I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I just feels weird. I am probably the weirdo. I guess I can answer my own question. But 833-563-2539. What does everybody do? Like, is there a norm or majority thing that people do? Like, that they call someone?
Yeah, like, usually you have, like, a nickname. Like, I never called my ex's parents. I had nicknames for them. I didn't call them Mom and Dad.
Okay, you had, like, a certain nickname. Is that what everybody called them, or did you just make it up?
It clung on, like, everybody. Like, everyone calls my mom, her name is Kathy. Everyone calls her Kiki.
Yeah.
And it just clicks. Like, everyone's like, hey, Keeks. Everyone just knows her as Kiki now.
Kiki.
Hey, Keeks.
What about you, Pork Chop? Like, with you got your new boyfriend now, but I know you're in a relationship for a long time too. What'd you do? Like, first, last name, nickname?
I don't even know her first name.
You don't know her first name?
I think they call her Missy. I've only met her.
What
like
did
one
you call her, Mrs.
Times.
Or what'd you call? Very.
You've
formal?
Had her son hostage for 2 months. You should know.
I haven't called her yet. Like, by
you haven't called her anything?
No.
But I guess in past relationships, though, when there was like a significant other mom or dad involved, what did you call them?
I called my ex's mom by her first name.
Okay.
And I feel weird doing that.
Yeah.
But but that's what I usually do, though.
Yeah, because your significant other is calling them mom and dad, so it's like weird for you to like call them by their first name.
And I mean, like, yeah, like, I mean, like, I don't know. I would always call my mom and dad when they were alive. I'd call them mom or, like, my mom's alive. I'll call her mom. I don't say Melissa.
Right.
Right.
So, like, it's weird for me to call another parent, hey, Jan, hey, Ken. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I call my dad. I mean, I don't know. I would love to have that relationship, though, like, when I call someone else's parents mom and dad.
Would you like to call my mother-in-law up? Let's go to Erica this
That's
morning.
That's so funny. What do you call? So you call her mom, Mrs. G,
I call, like, my, well... Yeah, it's weird. Like, I guess I'm going to start trying to do, like, Mama G, which people are cool with that. But it just...
Chops, why don't you like, you don't like that?
Just, I think first name, man. I know it sounds
weird.
No,
that's what I want to do. It's like, we're adults, right? I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult man, like it or not.
Yeah.
I got a beard, darn it. I'm a man. Let's go to Erica. Hey, Erica, thanks for calling in to Joe McKenzie. What do you call the significant other parents?
I call them by their first name.
See, yeah.
And do they like that? Or, like, how'd you come to that decision?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've been together for over 10 years, married for going on 5, and we've always been pretty close. And, I mean, they've never had an issue with me calling them by their first name. Now, my mother-in-law's son-in-law, so my husband's sister's husband, he calls her mom, and it is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It is so weird.
Yeah.
And I think even deep down, she feels weird about it.
She hasn't said anything. Okay.
My dad calls my grandma mom, like my mom's mom.
Yeah.
He calls her, hey, mom. And like, that's weird.
And I'm not judging you. I'm not trying to name shame anyone. I'm just saying, me personally, like, I'm just kind of wondering, am I the outcast, the weirdo
here?
Like,
if you feel weird doing it, don't do it. I'm all about nicknames. Like, my friends' parents, I like have nicknames for them. Like, one of my friend's dad, I'll be like, hey, Pops. Like, everyone calls him Pops.
I like
and so
that.
Pops. Yeah.
And like, what's up, Mops?
We need to.
Okay, that one's not the greatest.
Nicknames are worth that. And I feel like that makes you feel close to them anyway.
What, if you have any suggestions too, what can I call my mother-in-law? God, I hope she's not listening or hears this. Can you guys Google this? Because I don't know if you know off the top of the head. Can you Google the TV show Dinosaurs? I think her name's Fran.
Dinosaurs?
It was a show on ABC back in the day. Like, search for Dinosaurs, Fran.
Fran? Does she look like this person?
She has a really short haircut. And to me, she kind of looks like Fran, the mom from the Dinosaurs.
I used to watch this when I was
a kid. Is her hair spiky?
Well, I mean, it's a short little, like, you know, cut some women do. I wouldn't say it's exactly
so
like
that. So Fran Sinclair is the wife of Earl Sinclair on the show Dinosaurs, and she's pictured here with spiky hair and a little dress, and she has, like, kitchen utensils in her hand.
Yeah, so maybe I can just like, hey, Fran, like, what'd you say? Like, nothing.
That's the show where the kid says, I'm the baby, right?
Don't hit the baby.
Dinosaur. Or,
yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Okay, maybe that's a bad idea. Let's go to Carlita. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think? You call him by the first name, a nickname, like Mackenzie kind of said she does? What do you do?
My mother-in-law tells me to call her mom, but it feels weird, so I just, like, avoid it like the plague. Like,
hey, you.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Like, hey, how are you?
Hey,
you.
Hey, girl.
You. Hey, girl.
Yes, and she calls me her daughter, and, like, she always asks, like, you've noticed I call you my daughter, not my daughter-in-law. Are you okay with that? And I'm like, and I am. And, like, she's really sweet, so I don't know why it's awkward for me to call her mom, but I just avoid it. Like,
yeah. If you feel weird, it's going to be forced, you know?
No, and I totally feel that, too. Yeah. I feel better because I thought I was, like, the only person that had, like, I don't know, issues calling somebody. It's just... I mean, I love them. It's not that I don't love them or care them. They're really great people.
That can be awkward, yeah.
But it's just like... Oh, man. I want to call them Jan and Ken.
Try something rando out today and report back because I know they're in town until tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds like a terrible idea because you know I'll pull a pork chop. I'll put my foot in my mouth. Hey, if you have any other suggestions too, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and Mackenzie. Maybe tell us like what your rule of thumb is. I actually like what Mackenzie said, the nickname. That sounds like the way to go.